Darren, 0-0 draw. How many times can you hit the woodwork and not score? Is that a record?
I know. It was one of those games that we dominated from start to finish. But it all comes down to putting the ball in the back of the net, Pav. And that's what we didn't do. We created the chances. We created the openings. We created everything that we needed to do. But we were just missing that end product, which is ultimately putting the ball in the back of the net. And I'll be honest, it feels like a defeat, because when you dominate a game like we did from start to finish, and you don't put away your chances, and you restrict the opposition on what they're going to do, it just feels, we deserved the 3 points. We deserved the 3 points, absolutely. But we deserved the 3 points, a convincing 3 points. As I say, it could have been 3, 4, 5. But it all comes down to putting the ball in the net, and that's what we didn't do.
So what do you do at the end of a game like that? Do you dismiss it as just one of those things that happens from time to time, or is there something there that you can act upon?
It does. It is one of those things, to be honest, Pav. What you have a team who are in the back of a very heavy defeat last week, so they're coming to us an away game. So what they would be happy to do is sit behind the ball and defend for their lives, and that's what they did. We tried everything. As I say, we created the openings. We just didn't, I can't turn around and say defensively they were fantastic or anything like that. It was just down to the fact that we didn't put our chances away. You know, I'm always big into the players about winning your individual battles. All our players won their individual battles. But again, it just comes down to the result in terms of that one, that two, that three, whatever that may be, that we need in the scoreline to get the 3 points, and we didn't do it. But the players were fantastic. Their efforts, their energy within the game. But again, we just couldn't finish.
So when you head off to Lancaster next weekend, do you think things possibly change? Just one of those games, things will be better next week?
Just one of those games. But again, you know what? It was a great performance. A great performance by the supporters. But it was just ultimately down to the fact that we didn't score. We will take the positive. You know, we're doing a lot of work in the training ground, which has been good this week, with Dave and obviously, I wasn't there this week, but again, it's down to, you know, we're in possession, we're being creative, we're being attack minded, and then out of possession is about working hard and being organised and making sure we have a solid shape, which we did.
What happened at the end? There was a melee. The player from either side sent off, and was it the Ossett manager went as well? What happened?
It was one of those, the Ossett assistant manager again. Because what's going to happen when a team's in the back of what they've been through, obviously last week, they're going to come, they're going to try and frustrate, they're going to take the goal, you know, the leg of the goalkeeper in the first half, for example. The ball was going out one side, but it was taking the ball to the furthest point to try and kill time, to try and frustrate. And the assistant manager was doing the same thing, to the point that, you know, last couple of minutes of the game, we're chasing that goal. And he just got in the way, and it turned into just handbags.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell because everybody seemed to be involved. I mean, has Kyle Brownhill been accused of striking someone?
Yeah, which wasn't the case.
Yeah.
Which wasn't the case. You know, again, referees, linesmen, that was a very, very poor decision. You know, linesmen and referees have a tough decision, but you just can't go and do what they were doing, you know, throwing out red cards when really it was nothing. You know what, these are grown men. Yes, you know, you have to look at the health and safety and things like that, but, you know, I can't speak in terms of their centre back getting sent off, but I know Kyle Brownhill shouldn't have been sent off.
Just to change subjects entirely, you've spent your life in professional and semi-professional football. What do you make of all this talk of sexual abuse that's been on the news this week?
Well, you know what? I'm a very, if I've something to say, I feel, you know, that I'll say it. You know, when you look at all this in terms of, you know, professional footballers going through this, I think they, you know, they have to come out, especially if they're being tormented by it. That's the thing, you know. I was listening to Paul Stewart. I grew up a Tottenham Hotspur supporter, so I know Paul Stewart from my time of playing, or my time of watching Tottenham. And listening to him the other day, And you can see he suffered a lot with it, to the point that he's turned to drinking drugs. And it's a shame, you know. And I would like to think, and to be fair, the likes of the LMA and the PFM, people like that, are supportive. I hope they will be supportive of, if there's more to come out. And ultimately, bringing the people who did this, you know, bring them and throw the book at them, whatever they need to do that, because these people can't get away with it. You know, these are people who are tormenting people's lives mentally and physically through the abuse. And at the end of the day, they should be brought, you know, to whatever means, you know, possible, because they gotta suffer for the suffering that they've done to the players.
Have you ever? I mean, obviously not naming any names. But have you ever heard any rumours of it, or has it come as something completely new to you?
Didn't it? It's very new to me. It's very new to me. It's a very, to be honest, a very disturbing subject, and your heart breaks for, you know, the people who's involved, the players that involved, because I can only imagine it's an extremely difficult thing to come out about, extremely difficult thing to, you know, that you have to live with every day. But I just hope more can come out so that they can get the help and support that they maybe need.
A lot of young people involved at Hyde United nowadays, I imagine they're very, very well protected, safeguarded at this club.
Yeah, you know, coming through the like of youth development and things like that, like I have done, you know, you can see, you know, now you're not allowed to be with a younger player, you know, on your own, and rightly so, because these things can't happen. Don't get me wrong, I'm, you know, it's of an older generation where maybe things were different then, I don't know, but now, you know, they cover every aspect. To be fair, the FA, the PFA and things like that, they're on the ball. Well, I would like to think they're on the ball.
Well, everybody here is fully checked, and
yeah, they need to be. You know, I can only imagine in that era that there would have been a lot of things that weren't the case. You know, we're in a different generation now that is, you know, everything, you don't miss anything. And I would like to think that nothing is missed now, because they're so important. But also, you know, you just don't know. You just don't know what's out there, who's out there. But again, you can only hope these things don't happen, because they're disturbing. They're very, very disturbing, you know.
Thanks.